Tired of the same old hot takes and sports cliches? Want a fresh perspective on the world of sports? Then tune into the Fade Route with DNZ, the podcast that's changing the game. Every Wednesday, DNZ bring you insightful analysis.
I would argue that that group would be better set in a West Coast offense.
Hilarious banter.
See, people came here for a baseball game.
And a whole lot of fun. Coming at you from the AO Studios. Listen on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts. The Fade Route with DNZ. It's not just a podcast, it's a lifestyle.
Order up.
It is time for us to order up. This order week, up, order we up. Are continuing our division by division MLB season preview by ordering up the National League Central. From 5-1, who you got, D?
All right, so picking up the rear, surprisingly, I actually have the St. Louis Cardinals. Yeah, you know, like, I'm sure Arenado's going to get traded at the deadline. I think Sonny Gray is their ace, believe it or not.
If not sooner.
It's just a fall from grace for them. They're in a restart mode. They'll get back there. They're still one of the best franchises in Major League Baseball. But you know, it's surprising it didn't work out with Goldschmidt and Arenado. I really thought that they had two corner pieces, and I thought they were going to be prime time, but it just didn't work out. Number four, I've got the Pittsburgh Pirates. I mean, they have Skeens, but I think they're 2 years away from being 2 years away, assuming he doesn't get hurt. Yeah, I don't see a lot of firepower there. I think they still have some ways to go. Number three, I've got the Brewers. I think they fall from grace. I think that Met loss in the playoffs, you know, really showed, you know, that how good they are. They're banking on Brandon Woodruff being able to come back. Burns is gone. Willie Adames is gone.
Devin Williams is gone. Josh Hader's been gone.
They open up against the Yankees. It sounds like a sweep to me. I don't think Craig Counsell's got enough there to be any better. Number two, I actually got the Cubs. I think Kyle Tucker is going to be legit this year. I think he's gonna be the guy to carry this team. I think they played really well last year. And Manga is a really good pitcher. So I have them finishing too. And number one, I got the Reds. I think Ellie De La Cruz is going to be an MVP candidate. I think he's going to hit a lot of home runs. He's going to steal a lot of bases. He's going to be one of the best players in Major League Baseball this year. And I think the Reds keep it together for the whole season.
Oh, the addition of Tito Francona definitely helps. Tito Francona is back in the game.
Who told his players don't bother reviewing called balls and strikes in a fucking spring training.
Be a fucking professional. Love it.
Be a pro. This doesn't matter. It's not going to be in the regular season. Don't tap your helmet. We're not doing that shit here.
Fucking now. I will take you out and you are done. I'll send you a fucking A-ball.
If you think about reviewing the ball and the strike, don't bother.
You're going to send me to Omaha. I don't even live there. We agree to disagree on the Pittsburgh Pirates. I'll tell you that much. They got Skeens. They have Jared Jones. The whole is not greater than the sum of their parts. They do have pieces, right? They brought in Tim Mesa from the Yankees. They had Colin Holderman. They brought in Caleb Ferguson from the Yankees. David Bednar is a question mark. Most of those guys are probably going to get traded. Let's be real here. They brought in Adam Frazier to trade Adam Frazier. IKF is on this team. How long is the question? So you have pieces. Andrew McCutchen is there. O'Neill Cruz is there. Tommy Pham is there. Brian Reynolds. Like, these guys are there just to get moved. These guys are there. It's It's not a good look. It's absolutely not a good look at all. Pirates, DFL, once again, looking for hope. Fourth place. I gotta go Cardinals. But there's, you know, I'm with you on that. There's just, yeah, it just didn't work out the way you hoped it would. I mean, Sonny Gray we knew wasn't going to work out. We saw Sonny Gray here in New York. Like, that is what it is. I mean, he was better in Minnesota.
Listen, he had a good, he's a good pitcher. He's just not a big market pitcher. You know, he can't be like in a big city or a big town. He's good, though. He'll have a sub-4 ERA.
The St. Louis Cardinals are a big standard in Major League Baseball. It's the St. Louis Cardinals. Like, it's not the Oakland A's. No offense to the A's. It's not the Minnesota Twins. No offense to the Minnesota Twins. But these are the St. Louis fucking Cardinals. Like, there's a standard. They don't talk about the Twins way. They don't talk about the Athletics way. They talk about the Cardinal way. Right? And the Cardinal way seems to have gone lopsided in recent years. Like, Eric Fetty. They're thinking about moving Eric Fetty. Ryan Helsley's there for how long? Arenado's there for how long? Libertor's there. Like, Steven Matz is still in this league. Like, Steven Matz is in the rotation. Steven fucking Matz is still in this league. Like,
love
they
it.
Have veteran pieces. Another situation where they're gonna like tear this fucker down. Wilson Contreras. That was a terrible signing. It ended up being a terrible signing. Prove the Cubs right is what they did. And I don't know, like, I don't know if it's still going down, but is Wilson Contreras going to be their first baseman this year? Because that's what they said, right? They were going to give him primary reps at first base instead of catcher. You paid him to be the catcher. You paid him because of what he did behind the dish with the Cubs. And now you have such buyer's remorse that you're moving him? You're moving him off that position? That's a problem. You have Mason Wynn, who is an intriguing player. You have, who else? Jordan Walker? Everybody else is above, you know, who's in their mid-20s and higher. I don't know. It doesn't look great. You have the immortal Lars Nootbaar. Maybe Lars Nootbaar is good. But the key might be this guy, a young 24-year-old named Mike McGreevy. There's really a man named Mike fucking McGreevy. He's a pitcher in major leagues for the Cardinals. As soon as we find someone dumb enough to take you, it's exactly what we're gonna do. Love it. But for now, Mr. McGreevy, I'm sorry to say you're on a fourth place team. Number three, we agree on the Brewers. You got Pat Murphy as the manager of the year, but you brought in Nestor Cortez. Yeah, you brought in Nestor Cortez to this roster. You lost Devin Williams. You still have Trevor McGill. You still have some pieces here. This is crazy. They have a player named Ryan Sandberg. Like, what the fuck is going on here? Like, you have a Mike McGreevy and a Ryan Sandberg in the year of our Lord 2025. And it's not the guys who you think it's going to be. Woodruff is a reclamation project. Who knows what that's going to be? They have offense. Rhys Hoskins is there. Joey Ortiz, Bryce Terang. They have players. They have Jackson Churio. He's interesting. He's only 20. Does he become Andrew Jones, or does he slide back and end up back in the minors? Like, 20 is weird, right? It's very young, as we know. Like, you have Harper, you have Andrew Jones, and then you have phenoms who flame out. I don't know. We'll see. And is this the year that Christian Yelich gets traded? He's 33. Is this the year that they finally move on from Christian Yelich?
Who the fuck wants Christian Yelich?
The Dodgers defer.
Like, what?
The Dodgers defer. They took Michael Conforto. They'll take Christian Yelich. The Yankees will take him because Dominguez is butchering left field. So it's possible. Anything's possible. Any contract can be moved, as we've noted. So they're good enough to hang around, but they're not good enough to do much else. I'm going to stick with number two, I got to go with the Reds. Young, talented, have a veteran manager. I just don't know. I just don't know about this team, right? with the youth, with that talent, can they get over the hump? The way I see it, they're very much like the Mariners now. Like they where the Mariners used to be. Like this young team, they got guys. Can they get to the next level? I don't know. You have Hunter Green, stud. Louder, I think, is hurt. You have Ashcraft, you have Abbott, you have players. They went and got, you know, former Royal Scott Barlow to anchor the back end of the bullpen. They have Emilio Pagan. Like, you have players, you have pitchers on the team. You have something there. They traded Jonathan India for Brady Singer. Like, you really, like, shored up that rotation. Like, what are you going to get from De La Cruz? What are you going to get from Encarnacion Strand? What are you going to get from Gavin Lux? You traded for Gavin Lux. Matt McClain, what's he going to be? Will Benson. Like, they're young. They're relatively unproven. They got to keep going. I don't know if this is the year where they take the next step. They will be better, but I don't know if they take the top spot. And by default, number one in the division, just because they're the team that's left, the Chicago Cubs. South side zone. Oh, north side. Excuse me. North side zone. You have Imanaga. Like, that's good. You got Ryan Pressly. That's really good. You have Steele. You have some top quality pitchers on this team. All right? You can build around that. And you have some good quality there as well. You brought in Brazier. You brought in Boyd. You have Merriweather. You have some good arms in that bullpen. If Nate Pearson could ever figure it out, the dude throws 100. And Swanson's still there. Nico Horner's still there. Michael Bush, they're expecting big things from Michael Bush this year. I think, you know, we'll see about that. But you still have Suzuki. You brought in Kyle Tucker. Ian, like, that lineup plays. Pete Crow Armstrong, that lineup plays. And you added Justin Turner for a veteran bat. Justin Turner can still bring something to the table. He's not your everyday first baseman, but he could probably play like once or twice a week, DH. I think you're okay. I think you're absolutely okay. The question is health. Can you stay healthy? For sure. And the one question mark for me for position-wise is catcher. Is it Miguel Amaya? Or is Carson Kelly going to push him? Like, I think Amaya is probably going to get the job. And we'll see if he can do the job, but it's a solid overall team, and they're willing to make additions. They went and got Kyle Tucker, right? So we'll see what happens. I think that the North side is going to be very pleased with what's going on, and I think that they'll be a tough out, but not a World Series contender by any stretch of the imagination, but they could put a scare in, maybe get to the second round. It's possible. It's within the realm of possibility, but they hold off Cincinnati for one more year, just on veteran presence alone. Those are our picks. What are yours? Hit us up, faderoutemail@gmail.com. Slide in our DMs on IG at faderoutepodcast. Drop us a line on X at faderoutednz and let us know who you got in the NL Central. Time for us to run the go route. We'll talk to you next week. Thanks for listening to this episode of our podcast. If you liked what you heard and you want to hear more, be sure to like and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Leave us a review, rate us 5 stars, turn on subscription notifications, and share on social media. Tell your friends and spread the word.